Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
The I Ams of Jesus, John chapter 8, verses 54 to 59. Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. He whom you say, he is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out from the temple. To say the least, the Pharisees had a very contentious relationship with Jesus. They lived at the pinnacle of society, and they saw Jesus as a direct threat to their status, which was highly vaunted in respect to the everyday person of that time. They connected the dots immediately to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, "I am that I am," as was revealed to Moses, and thus their virulent reaction. As Christians, we know and understand that Jesus was there with the Father from the beginning. In my own Christian walk, the more I study, the more seamless is the link between the Old and New Testaments. The verses in this podcast act as a segue to Christ's other I Am statements to make it so clear to the masses as to who he really was. Here's a sampling of some of those to present clear pictures to the people that they could relate to in their daily lives. John chapter 6, verse 35. "I am the bread of life." We all get hungry. We can all relate to that. Jesus is our spiritual sustenance. He will nurture and sustain us in this life and the next. John chapter 8, verse 12. "I am the light of the world." We all need to find our way, day or night. It was the same back then. At that time, you had a candle or a torch. Today, we have any kind of flashlight, street light, beacon to show the way. But if we listen to Jesus, God's only Son, his messenger sent here to earth, then we can find the way. The way is not always easy. There can be gloom, fog, rain, hidden obstacles. Jesus is there for us. We can take our prayers of worry, concern, or gratitude to him. He and his love are there for us. He commands us to share that same love with our brothers and sisters here on this earth. In doing so, he will know us and gather us into heaven with the greeting of, "Welcome, good and faithful servant. Even when you did those kind things to the least of them, you did it unto me." Isn't that really what it's all about? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only Son to teach and love and carry away the burden of our sin with his death on the cross. Give us the compassion to love one another as you love us. Amen. This devotion written and recorded by Sam Bartow.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.